This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. As we get closer to Halloween, you're invited to visit the ghosts of Fort Pierce Past.
They're going to hear about from about 35 different characters, learning a little bit, a little tidbit, a little taste of history about local characters, our local history heroes.
And we expect some of those people might still be hanging around with us?
Oh, perhaps their spirits are.
Okay. So, and you have had a personal experience, possibly?
Well, we're sitting here outside the P.P. Cobb store, the P.P. Cobb building, and yes, when I was a volunteer upstairs in the museum, I actually had something outside calling my name, very loud and clear. When I went out, there was very still, no one to be found. And another time when I was busy working away, putting together materials, something definitely touched my arm, and I felt my arm being touched by who knows what. But I would have to say these are all friendly ghosts.
You'll have the opportunity to take a walking tour to meet the past of Fort Pierce, if not as an actual spirit, then in character as portrayed by local residents. Tours are Wednesday, October 24th and Thursday, October 23rd. They leave from the Fort Pierce City Hall building every 15 minutes between 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. There are a total of 4 tours, 2 offered each evening. They'll visit 8 to 10 Fort Pierce historical residents, and a new addition this year is steamboat captain Stephen Bravo.
He was of Menorcan Spanish ancestry, so he was, I guess what we would call today, tall, dark, and handsome. But do we know if he was tall? Not really. But we know he had dark hair, dark skin, he had a wonderful bushy mustache that sort of matched his machismo, all right? But he was a jokester. He loved to play tricks. He loved to tell stories.
And you'll hear not only Captain Bravo's stories, but many others. Michelle Cavalcante is with Main Street Fort Pierce. She says they've expanded their offerings this year.
Absolutely. We've added several new characters, as well as we're highlighting the fact that we have a lot of descendants coming back to play the characters. For instance, we've got someone from the Adams family that's coming to play Alto Adams. We have someone from the McCarty family that's coming to play in the McCartys. That's just a couple. We have several, and it's been really encouraging to have the community feedback and say, hey, I went on the tour, I saw this character, that's my great-grandmother. I want to be a part of this. I want to come and play my great-grandmother. And that's just one of the new additions we've got this year, in addition to new characters.
You don't really have to worry if you don't like spooky things. This tour is still for you.
No, I would say it's more of the actual living history. However, the part of our history here is what people believe to be the ghosts. So we're not going to take anything away from anyone. I mean, we've certainly all had those moments and of wonder and experience in these different old buildings. And if someone feels so moved by those spirits, all the more for it.
It is a walking tour, so if you want to go, be sure to wear comfortable shoes and clothes. Each tour lasts about an hour. Reservations are suggested, although walk-ins will be accommodated if possible. We'll have a link to more information about the tours and how you can make reservations on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.